Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. Imagine you're a senior in high school. You're about to go into college and you know you're going to make the football team. And you dream that someday, in a championship game, I'll throw for 400 yards. 400 yards. I'll do 5 touchdowns. That'll be my dream. You say it's impossible? You're a little late. They did it yesterday.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
I mean, what better place to do it than in the championship game? And what better time to do it is the last glimpse that the pro scouts will have of you as a college player. And that's what happened. Now, you guys, was this guy, promoted to be the next phenom at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, he was. Well, not at the beginning of the season, no. He had a decent season last year. He's a transfer from Ohio State. I believe former Mr. Ohio or whatever.
Oh, is that a beauty contest?
No. As best high school football player in Ohio.
Did he have good legs?
He had real good legs.
Better than Flutie?
Yes, and a better arm.
So this guy was good, but nobody knew how really good he is?
Right.
No, like the beginning of the season, you looked at Heisman candidates.
Who is it we're talking about, by the way?
What's that?
Who is it we're talking
about?
Joe
Burrow.
Okay, go ahead.
But you look at Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa. I always have trouble with his last name. Yeah, Tua. I mean, those are the guys
Tua
that.
What is he? Tua
Tagovailoa.
Maybe three.
What's that? Yeah.
He plays Tagliola football. Does he? How do you like that? How would you like to be doing play by play with that name?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
So you look at those guys, those are the early quarterback favorites for not just the Heisman, but for the draft next year. I mean, but now it's clear Joe Burrow is going to be playing for his hometown favorite Cincinnati Bengals. Wow. I mean, this just capped off a great season. And like Tony said, he transferred out of Ohio State. So Ohio State had their chance with him. Not that they didn't have a good season as well. But now LSU, undefeated, Coach O taking that team all the way.
5 touchdowns, 400 yards. Those are dream stats.
Yeah, he had 7 touchdowns
against Oklahoma.
Against Oklahoma.
You got to click your mic around.
I say he had 7 touchdowns in a game against Oklahoma.
7?
7.
That was in the semifinal.
Wow, my God. I'm anxious to see him play.
Yeah, he probably could have thrown for 10 in that game.
Yeah? Well, what kind of, this was a championship game. What does that say about the other team's defense?
Actually, Clemson's defense is not bad, and if you watched early on, they were shutting LSU down. But the thing with football is, once coordinators figure out the key to unlocking the other side, then it's open the floodgates, and
like
that's what
Kansas
they did.
City in the game last weekend,
And credit to LSU, because Clemson had 2 drive start on the right side of the 50, and they could not get in the end zone. If they had gone up, 21 points at one point, we might be talking about a different outcome. But LSU, as Tony said, Clemson kept them deep in their zone or in their end of the field for most of the first quarter, but Clemson could not capitalize on the field position. And then once that LSU offense clicked, it was kind of game over.
The floodgates were open. Do you do what I do? Okay, your team is up. And you go, okay, we're up by a touchdown and a field goal, and we still got another point. And you think, we're pretty good now, don't you think? And suddenly the gates open, and you forget that.
Well, I usually match it up with the clock, and I try to figure out – possession wise, how many possessions would it take to get back, how many scores is it going to take, whether they have to go for two or not.
Does it seem forever when your team is up and you're looking at the clock to burn some time and the clock goes, whoa.
Yeah, yes.
It's the total opposite, because when you're up 10, it seems like it's three quarters to take 10 minutes. When you're down by 10, it's the fastest clock you've ever seen.
And this weekend, the last stop before the Super Bowl, should be an exciting weekend. We've only got a couple of games, but they should be good ones.
I hate the fact that now they switch it to where the first game's at 3 o'clock and the second game's at night. I miss the old days where it was 12:30, 1 o'clock the first game, 3:30,
like
4 o'clock the second game.
Yeah, like the regular season. I don't have a problem with 3 and 6. I really don't.
I don't, because I don't want to watch it at night. I want to watch it during the day.
You should go to California. First time I was there on a Sunday, turned the TV on. Keep in mind the 3 hours difference. So 10 o'clock in the morning, they're kicking off on the first game.
Yeah, do you know how many games I overslept because of that when I lived in Vegas?
Yeah, because you just can't get used to it.
No.
It's impossible.
The only reason they do it is because they AFC, NFC switch from 3 to 6 every year. So they don't want San Francisco being caught to play a 9 a.m. game, even though the Pac-12 now is talking about potentially letting their teams play 9 a.m. home games next season.
I have only one request. No matter what happens, I want to make sure that my favorite color analyst, shall we say, former quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, by the way, did it seem strange to you that after Jimmy Johnson, they surprised Jimmy Johnson by telling him he's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, that up in the booth, nothing was said about it from the color analyst who played for him.
But they showed him during the speech.
They showed him looking.
Aikman.
Yeah.
Aikman didn't say anything.
But he didn't say anything. You're right.
He certainly played for him.
Yeah.
They show Aikman. He's got his headset on, and he's looking down, probably at a monitor, to see what's going on. But there was no reaction. And when they came back to the booth, he didn't say anything.
Interesting.
Didn't that seem strange?
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't like him. I don't know.
Jimmy Johnson drafted him, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah? So that was good. And I'm glad Cowher got in, too.
That was cool.
Yeah, they surprised him. Two of the coaches that I liked when they were coaching.
I liked the surprise thing. That caught me off guard.
That was good.
I didn't know it was going to happen.
That was good. But at the end when they said, we're just kidding.
Psych.
Because they both broke into tears. Now, if I'm an NFL player, I don't want to see my coach in tears. I'm sorry. There's no crying in football.
That might be the only time that it's acceptable, because that's a pretty huge honor.
I guess it's a very big honor. Are you kidding? With all the great coaches that have coached?
Right.
So that was nice the way they did it.
And the thing with Jimmy Johnson, some people don't understand or realize, is he was an innovator. He is part of the evaluation system that he put grades and value so that when you draft or you trade, you're drafting on a value system that he implemented.
Well, remember before him, who was that player guy? Gil Brandt?
Gil Brandt.
Yeah, I know. He was an innovator as well.
Yeah.
So that was some pretty good football. Yeah.
What do you think of Tony Romo potentially going to ESPN?
Well, I don't.
Huge money.
I don't care where he goes as long as he stays on the air, because he is great. Tony Romo makes my day. When I see the CBS eye, the first thing I think of is, I hope Romo's got the game, because he is just so good.
I just don't want him to be stuck on those Monday night games having to call, Cleveland and Miami.
So that's the rumor? Is his contract up on CBS?
Yeah.
His rookie ESPN contract. ESPN wants to make him the highest paid.
Analyst?
Yes.
Yeah, he's good.
But I don't care for ESPN's broadcast.
No, same.
No? Well, maybe they'll adjust it to him.
I wish
we
would.
We don't know. Take a break. When we come back, there's something we have to learn to do. We have to learn to be more observant, because when there's a crime committed and you see it, and the cops say, okay, what was he wearing? The explanation of what you saw is so dumb. Now, I know there's probably a lot of adrenaline pumping, but we'll talk about how to be a better analyzer on News Radio 930 WBN. And I'm looking at the text board. There are some things where, there's a difference of opinion, or you don't like the color gray, you like the color yellow, that kind of stuff. But this, I'm not buying it. I am not buying it. The first text I have is, Sandy, I'm glad Tony Romo is going to ESPN because I don't get ESPN. He's the worst color guy on TV. Now, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. But maybe I'm prejudiced because I think I like his style. I like the fact that he calls what's going to happen, and it happens. Happened again this past weekend when he said, yeah, defense, when they shift over here, they're going to be ding-ding-ding, and this is where the play is going to go. And it was exactly right. It was like he was watching a tape of the game. All right, Romo, on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being out of your mind the best ever. What do you think?
I think I would probably give him an 8, but I think maybe the criticism comes from Bills fans who were upset that he seemed more like a cheerleader during the Bills-Cowboys game than he did an analyst.
Oh, so, okay, you're going to hold that against him. What do you think, 1 to 10?
Yeah, I'm right along with Tony. I'm actually going to say like 9, 9.5. I think Romo is one of the best that I've seen as a color analyst. I mean, he forces me to watch games I might not be watching at 4 o'clock on a Sunday.
That's true.
And you know what? All the greats are going to have haters. But if ESPN wants to make him, and Tony made a great point yesterday, ESPN, who is cutting people left and right, and they're going to throw a lot of money at him, obviously most of America thinks he's one of the best.
And look at it like this. He's young. He can continue working for a long, long time. I mean, look how long Madden was involved before he finally hung up his spikes.
And to me, Madden, that was the benchmark.
Yeah, Madden, John Madden. He used to, probably still does, live in the town I lived in when I was in San Francisco.
I'll say right now, though, I don't think Tony Romo goes to ESPN.
Oh, you don't think
so? I think if CBS continues with what the deal they have now, because Tony Romo obviously wants to chase his golf dream, so he is going to be in qualifiers every now and then.
That's CBS.
If CBS keeps the deal where if you qualify, you're exempt from that game. You don't have to call that game. I think he sticks with CBS.
Doesn't he get to continue doing the Masters, right?
And he could continue doing the Masters with Jim Nantz. He could do golf coverage. One of my favorite golfs, it was a no-name golf tournament, and Tony Romo was attempting to qualify for it, and they had him mic'd up with Jim Nantz doing the commentary. I thought it was really cool. And I think if that's in the deal, he might go to CBS and stay for less money than what ESPN offers him. And he's not stuck to one game a week. He gets one of the best games every week.
I would think CBS could offer more money than ESPN.
Yeah, well, see, ESPN's owned by ABC, which is owned by Disney. So Disney, there's a lot of money when you follow it down to Disney. Well, as long as he's on the air, that's all I count. Yeah. That's all I care about. And there's some other good ones, but it's just that he is so good and fresh. He sounds different. He doesn't sound like anybody else that's on television doing color.
Well, the best part about him is his ability to recognize what the offense is going to do.
Oh, he does.
And tell you, all right, they're gonna go jet sweep here, and he'll tell you why.
Exactly.
And this big push from ESPN, I heard, is they're up for contract this year with the NFL, and they don't like being the only network left out of the Super Bowl. So they're hoping, hey, look, we have Tony Romo.
We might get that.
Give us a Super Bowl.
Good point. All right, that was the first one. Here's the second one. Wow, man. When they come in fast, okay. Here, this is the second one. Did Sandy cry when he went into the Radio Hall of Fame? No, I didn't cry. But strangely enough, I don't get nervous over anything, really. I just don't. Even the Hall of Fame induction, I had in my mind what I was going to say, and I knew I could say it. So I get up there, and I made the mistake of looking down, and right there is my table. It holds 9 people plus me. So here were 9 of the most important people in my life right there. And I'm doing this, and it just hit me like, oh, my God, I better do this well. And I got nervous. I've never been nervous before. Yes.
I, even on a much smaller scale, it was, I think, 2007, I was inducted into the Harvard Cup Hall of Fame. And I thought, you know, this is no big deal. It was held at Pettibones, which is a nice place. And I thought, no big deal. I'll just get, you know, then wing it and everything and get behind the microphone and the podium. And you look out, like you're saying, at everybody that you know that has to do with high school football.
They're there.
I was then blown away.
Yeah, it, you don't know it until you do it. So if I ever go into another Hall of Fame, I'll be better prepared. I won't look down until it's over. Now, you're the only one, Buzzy, because you're just entering this race. Tony, what Hall of Fame do you think Buzzy would be in?
VTech.
VTech. He's got to be in the VTech something.
They need a fan Hall of Fame.
I think you have to go to Tech to be eligible be in one of those Hall of Fames.
Well, we'll enroll you. We'll pay for your tuition.
Oh, thank you.
That'll be nice, and you won't have to go to class. You just have to
be like the athletes.
Yeah, at the end of the season that you're doing what we'd like to see you do. Yeah, you're definitely a Hall of Fame for Virginia Tech candidate.
Well, thank you.
They owe you a lot. If we were in Blacksburg or something doing this radio show, they would be showering you with adulation and gifts and donuts.
And I probably wouldn't get as many complaints on the text board for mentioning them.
That's probably true.
The only thing that bothered me was that my dad wasn't alive, or my mom was still alive when I was inducted, but my dad not being around, kind of bothered me.
There's a difference, though, between being in your mind and them, 8 feet away from you, right where you can see them. I mean, because all of a sudden it's a shock. You can put everything else aside and kind of wait until the end.
I remember the first time I hosted a live action broadcast. We were doing the high school show before an ECC game. And, I'm setting up and doing everything. But it should have clicked to me the night before when my dad came up to me and asked me, he goes, would you mind I drive you to the to ECC? And I couldn't understand why he wanted to do that until we're set up and we're into the show. And I look over to my left and I see my dad standing over by himself. And wow.
That's nice. Yeah, when
seeing his face lit up and I could see the pride. And that was amazing.
Yeah, every once in a while it comes back and gets you. Here's something from the police blotter, from the Amherst Bee, the police blotter. We like these kind of unusual stories. On Monday, December 30th, a resident of the Park Country Lane reported that a man approximately in his 40s with long hair, that'll cut it way down, with long hair, said somebody came and knocked on his door. The person appeared intoxicated and was foaming from the mouth and asked for a ride. Now, I'm thinking, if somebody knocks on your door and they're foaming at the mouth and they ask for a ride, is that a big period where you have to decide, gee, should I give the guy who's foaming from the mouth a ride? That would be nice. It's raining, but that's it. And all he said was that he had long hair, which doesn't really help the cops. In the next one, what they observed was this person had brown hair and facial hair. So he had either a mustache or a beard and brown hair. That's not enough to go with either. You got to give the cops a little bit more than that. At a Maple Road restaurant, a passerby reported a woman driving a white SUV pulled up next to a gray SUV and started screaming at the driver. The person in the gray SUV was placing an order at the restaurant. Huh? What's the matter? Are you out of potatoes or what's going on here? We'll be back with more of Beach and Company on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All righty, it is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. Just a deal of the day for you. Take a trip and enjoy whole body wellness when you visit Relaxation Station. Well, that doesn't sound good. Relaxation Station.
I like it.
A one-hour facial. Whoa, 1 hour. Let that settle in. That's a full 60 minutes of facializing. That's really good. It's a one-hour facial for just $65, regular price $80. That's a saving of almost 25%. It's today's deal of the day from Get My Perks. I might get this one. Get My Perks, the details at getmyperks.com, which makes sense. Remember the perks to living in Western New York, just a few clicks away at getmyperks.com. Does that sound good for you guys, a one-hour facial? Would you like that?
You know what?
You need more than an hour.
Maybe I'll pass on that part of it.
You're not,
But the massaging part sounds inviting.
Yeah, 1 hour. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Yeah, so count. Let's get one and divide it up. We can get 20 minutes each. Tony, I think you need more than 20 minutes. Maybe we'll give you our time.
I need a miracle.
Yeah, getmyperks.com is what we're talking about. And now, on Friday, it's going to be a big deal for Chris Collins because he is going to be sentenced, basically, for insider trading, to round it all off. And the prosecutors, the government, the federal government, will recommend throw the book at him. They recommend the maximum sentence. What is the maximum sentence for the crimes that he's been found guilty of is 46 to 57 months. I see they've divided it into months. Make it look a little more easy to take. But 40, let's see, 4 years would be 48 months. So we can round it off to 4 years. And then 5 years would be 60 months, and it says 57. So we're going to round it off to 4 to 5 years, okay? It's rounded off, so don't say I got my math wrong. And what will he get? His attorneys want no jail time, but the prosecutors want 4 to 5 years. And so 46, 57 months in jail. That's the top end of the guideline range. The feds say it's necessary in order to satisfy the objectives of Title 18, United States Code, Section 3553A, and in particular to promote respect for the law, to provide just punishment for the offense, and to achieve general deference. Well, the bottom line is some people may consider what he did, insider trading, as no harm, no foul, but that's wrong. It is a harm and it is a foul because insider trading gives you advance notice of something that's going to happen ahead of everybody else. So you're committing a crime by that inside information that other people don't have. All right, and a lot of people, stocks are a big part of their portfolio, and maybe they've got it set aside to retire on, or maybe to send their kids to college or whatever. And anybody that's using insider trading is scamming the public, and that's the point. Now, when an elected official passes information, even though his son is not elected official. So we'll ask, it hurts the whole market, and it takes confidence in the whole market away. Let me ask my two guys. Instead of just going with raw numbers, which I just gave you, it doesn't mean much when you see it like that, for 46 to 57 months, just say low, medium, or high in the guideline. What do you think someone like Chris Collins should get? And he's out of office now. He's going to go to jail, but we don't know how much. His lawyers want nothing. Obviously, they'd prefer that. What would you like, low, medium, or high sentence?
I would like at least medium. I'm sick and tired of the rich getting away with everything. And I hate to sound like, oh, I'm being jealous because of money, but it seems like we've had so many crimes, white-collar crimes. It's about time somebody does sometime.
Well, I don't disagree with what you say, except the rich part. I think the rich part really doesn't have much to do with it. To me, it's the elected official part. that gets me angry.
Yeah. And I understand that, but the rich part and the reason why I'm bringing that up is because it seems like the wealthy have a different set of rules to go by than we do.
Well, I think that many times when we see that, that's what we'd say, except the real answer is they have better lawyers. In other words, there are differences in lawyers. That's the reason some lawyers are $1.50 an hour and the others are astronomical, because they're simply better at interpreting the law, looking at the standards that have been applied before. So when a person's rich, they probably, the difference is that they have better lawyers. They can afford better lawyers. If you can't afford the cream of the crop and you're not getting the maximum representation, I think that's the difference.
Yeah, but also in sentencing, it seems like they get off easier than someone who is not of wealth.
Well, I think we can track it case by case, and you might have a point there, but I think basically if you go with the he's an elected official elected by the people in this district to represent them in Congress, and if he's scamming, it's worse than Joe Blow, who is just a regular guy, you know, works at the hardware store. Because he has an advantage over him because he's elected and is supposed to represent him. I think that's what gets me. But you said medium, right?
Yes, and okay. I agree with what you just said.
Okay, and Mr. Beamer,
yes.
Light, medium, or heavy sentence?
You know, I'd say a heavy, you know. He had a chance to come forward early on in this investigation. He made investigators put time our money into investigating them just to eventually plead guilty. And he's made his district look bad, I think. So I wouldn't mind if the book was thrown at him.
Yeah, I'm going heavy too. Normally I go heavy on any crime where someone is injured. But in this case, there's more than one way to be injured. You could be injured physically, throw you off a roof, or you can be injured fiscally. Because you take the bottom out of somebody's portfolio by having insider information, or you build it up unfairly in an unfair way. So I'm saying I can hear those things from here, very, very loud and clear. There we go. Thank you. But I'm going to go heavy, too. So Tony goes medium, and you go heavy, and I go heavy, because we are all for different reasons, but it's a breach of trust. I think it's very important that we be able to trust our government. If he owned a string of hardware stores, instead of being an elected representative, I'd probably be easier on him on this crime. But he doesn't. We voted, those who did. We voted for him. We trusted him. And he showed his indifference to our thoughts and our ability to judge a good person to represent us. So I'm going heavy. So we got two heavies and a light.
Do you think that his smug attitude has rubbed people the wrong way to where people are going to want him to go heavy because of his attitude?
Oh, yeah. There's always a representation of, oh, he was the greatest guy. He was so nice. He helped orphans, you know, all that sort of thing. So let's give him a light sentence, as opposed to he was smug, indifferent, and I hope they throw the book at him. There are different reasons, like John Regas, for instance. When John Regas got into that car and the cop had his hand on the back of John Regas' white-haired head and guided him down into the seat, I felt awful. There's no reason for me to feel awful, but I did. And with this, I don't feel awful. I simply don't. I think he was what you just described him. And so I have no problem if they throw the book at him. It's not a huge difference. I guess it is if you're there. If you're in there. Yeah, you know, it's easy to say it when you're not serving it. But the bottom line is we got two heavies and a medium, thank you, to go with fries and tater tots. We'll be back with more. Beach & Company, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. What do you think? What kind of sentence should Chris Collins get on Friday? Low, medium, or high? Light, medium, or heavy? Whatever you'd like to have. On Friday, Chris Collins will be sentenced. The sentence guidelines are 46 to 57 months. The feds, the prosecutors, want it in the maximum. And you are going to find out. One of the problems I'm having is if he gets a light sentence, will the ink on his new tattoos dry? You know, those tattoos take a lot of time. And then going to class like how to make a shiv, that's not easy.
No, well, that's those shiv classes,
especially final exam, multi-shivs.
I just want to know what gang he's going to join.
Yeah, I don't know. The crude investors? I'm not really sure.
That's a tough one.
The one thing I don't like and you don't like, and I don't know about Buzzy, we'll have to ask him later, is when they're sentenced on a crime like this, white collar, and they got to spend X amount of time, and they get a soft penitentiary.
Yeah, well, you know, like because, cable and
yeah, they have
golf.
Know, it's basically, what? I don't have the golf channel? That's the biggest complaint, as opposed to going up against the gangs that are there.
He has to suffer through shrimp scampi for dinner.
Yeah, with no sauce. You know, that's not right. So let's see. Let's find out what people think. Let's go to Mike on a cell phone. Mike, thanks for holding. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. I don't think he should have any type of sentence whatsoever. You know, thanks a lot. Mr. Collins has created jobs. He's helped a lot of people out. You know what? How many politicians go to Washington broke, and then when they get done, they're millionaires?
A lot of them.
A lot of them. And look at Chelsea Clinton. You know how much millions of dollars she's gotten just sitting on boards?
Well, we can't judge how we should sentence him because we don't like how someone else has either not been prosecuted or prosecuted lightly. You got to look at it independently. As the way I look at it, it's a crime against his constituents, against the public.
Well, how does his crime go against the constituents and the public? Did they harm you?
Insider trading? Yes, it harms everybody. That's what you have to understand. It harms everybody, whether you're in the market or not, especially with an elected official. They are held to a higher standard. If they don't want to be held to a higher standard, they shouldn't be elected.
Just remind me if I'm ever on a trial and you guys are my peers.
Well, let's hope you're never on a trial, first of all, but we'll bring something on conjugal visit day for you.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Goodbye. He doesn't believe he should get anything. Well, neither do his lawyers, but you can understand he pays his lawyers.
Neither does he.
Can you imagine his lawyers going, we want the maximum sentence. Now, we gave it our best shot, but here, bring on more high-profile guys. They pay ahead. Now, see, I don't understand that guy's attitude at all. He doesn't want any kind of punishment. That's what I said in the monologue part. Remember, a lot of people don't think of this as some kind of a big deal, but it is a big deal because, okay, he was talking about politicians going to jail. Well, what do you think Chris Collins is? He's a politician. Did he commit a crime? Yes, he did. Insider trading is a crime. And does it hurt anybody? It hurts everybody. That's the point. When you just give up, you throw in the white towel and say, look, everybody's a crook that goes to Washington. Everybody's a crook that goes to Albany. Everybody's a crook at County Hall. You've given up on America. They are supposed to be held to a higher standard. If Joe Schmo commits insider trading, you're probably even less of a thought to you that it's any kind of a problem. But it is. But it's really a much bigger deal when an elected official, no matter whether a Democrat or a Republican, woman, man, doesn't matter. If they're an elected official, they're held to a higher standard. And they would have more access to information, perhaps. Information that the government's doing with their stock portfolio that they would have. That's why they can't have it. Can't do it. Okay, and I was just kidding about visiting that guy and conjugal visit day. I'm busy that day. All right, we'll be back with more. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we have a cash code, 72881. Here's what you text. Taxi! Oh, taxi! T-A-X-I. Taxi. Send that to 72881 and tell them to pay the fare. You might win $1,000 in cash.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.